City. This was a domestic dispute between a husband and wife. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The trial for a Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg's apologizing for supporting stop and frisk by New York police when he was mayor, saying it impacted blacks and Hispanics. He's preparing to announce a run for president.
I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Thick fog and icy roads being blamed for a bus crashing into a truck in Virginia. Over a dozen people hurt.
Colin Kaepernick held a workout on Saturday for several teams with some added controversy. His reps decided to move the venue at the last moment so the media could attend.
Coastal flood alerts are extended. extending from Florida to New England as an offshore weather system mixes with high tides.
President Trump says that before Turkey Day, American farmers will get another cash payout from foreign tariffs.
So the great Carol Shelby.
Number one at the box office over the weekend was Ford versus Ferrari, taking in a little over $31 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. So give us a buzz, talk to us, and we'll get your name in. What's in that $60 gift basket? Well, $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Will it be the Cuban sandwich? Will it be the peppers? Will it be the corn? Will it be, they're getting pecans in now with all sorts of seasoning on them and stuff. Really looking forward. They do great holiday stuff, too. go down and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market, 231 South, like going to Troy. It's less than 2 minutes past the turn on 231 on Taylor Road, just on your left-hand side. Can't miss it. I always say that, and then somebody misses it. But good crowd there on Saturday. Pre-game, everybody's buying stuff, and buses were stopping in and all that kind of stuff. But go by and see Reed and Karen Ingram. They are wonderful people. We're going to get some good, fun stuff for game day on Iron Bowl. They're going to be doing hams the week of Thanksgiving. Looking forward to that, getting a nice ham to have. And I like to have a ham, just kind of go munch on that bad
sure,
boy.
Sure, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's the way to go. Okay, let's continue on with Ratliff. Where did we leave off? Four?
Yes.
Yeah, so we haven't done four.
Right.
The Biden action here, listen in.
That you bring up, because that did come out last week, that in fact the Obama administration was prepping Ambassador Yovanovitch when she was going to be there in the testimony room. They needed her to understand the specifics on Hunter Biden on the Burisma board.
Think about that, Maria. What her testimony was, there are thousands of companies in Ukraine. And in preparation for her confirmation hearing, the Obama-Biden State Department briefed her on one company, Burisma, the company that was paying Joe Biden's sons obscene amounts of money, a corrupt company that was paying him obscene amounts of money, a company who was being investigated, and the prosecutor who was investigating that was fired 6 hours after Joe Biden demanded that he be fired. So, yeah. The president has every right to take care that our laws are faithfully executed. And the Hunter Biden contract presents a prima facie case of corruption on its face. And it's totally appropriate for us to be looking at that relationship. We ought to have that testimony in an impeachment trial that relates to questions about investigations.
Attaboy, Ratcliffe. He's doing a really good job with this stuff. So, where's all this going to go? So the question is asked.
Becomes, where is this all going? I mean, in this upcoming week, you've got 8 more witnesses coming down to testify, and yet there is a strong belief out there that your colleagues on the left are sort of railroading this through, trying to get as much done as possible before Thanksgiving, and perhaps to beat the IG report that's coming out, which is looking at the origins of the Russia probe. That's going to be coming out soon as well. Let me get you to respond to what Lindsey Graham told me last weekend on this program in terms of any impeachment inquiry headed to the Senate.
I think it's important to find out what really did happen regarding the firing of the prosecutor and what was the conflict of interest that Hunter Biden had. But back to the whistleblower, it's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Dead on arrival in the Senate. What does that mean, Congressman, in terms of this whole process?
Means this is a waste of time. I think the Democrats know that. Look, you have Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, which is now the House Impeachment Committee, that already voted to impeach the president. They've made up their mind. And this is dead on arrival without fairly looking at the most important witnesses. They don't want the whistleblower to come in because it has now been discovered the Chairman Schiff's office coordinated for that person to become the whistleblower. The other thing that Chairman Schiff hasn't done, you talk about witnesses and transcripts, he hasn't released the Inspector General's transcript, the first transcript of the first witness, because it will tell you what the Inspector General knew and didn't know about the relationship between Chairman Schiff and the whistleblower based on what Chairman Schiff and the whistleblower did or didn't reveal to the Inspector General. So this is such an unfair process. I think everyone sees that Republicans are dealing with an inquiry where we have not just one but two hands tied behind our back. But despite that, the Democrats are still losing. In a case where we talk about impeaching a president, it should be clear, it should be egregious, and it should be bipartisan, and it's none of those things.
He's right on that. Now, Maria has an interesting question. Are the members under oath that are talking in the hearing? You're going to get an answer.
One thing that I noticed this past week, are you guys not under oath in Congress, in that room? For example, Adam Schiff, you've said that you want Adam Schiff to come down and testify under oath. Does that mean that what we're hearing from Adam Schiff in these public hearings, he's not under oath, he can say whatever he wants?
Yeah, he's not sworn in as a witness as we preside over these hearings, or he presides over these hearings. Much of what he is saying to the American people is just not true, and I know it's not true. We know that it's not true. We'd like him to testify. I think Congressman Collins is going to ask for that when the House Intelligence Committee sends a report to the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
I doubt that that Chairman Nadler is going to allow that. This,
okay.
As you use the word, railroaded this through. I don't think they're going to allow that. They should. And I think that's just unfortunate. But it's another reason why this is going to be dead on arrival in the Senate. The most important witnesses, including Adam Schiff, are not going to be tested.
I guess that's why he could say, well, we haven't seen the whistleblower. We don't know who the whistleblower is. And then a couple of weeks later, we find out, oh, well, actually, no, my staff did meet with the whistleblower. He doesn't get in trouble for that because he can say what he wants because he's not under oath. Just want to make that clear.
I think that's going to be a real good card for them to play. I think Adam Schiff is such a unlikable guy that if they go through and say, we want you to tell us the facts about the whistleblower, and he'll, of course, decline that. But it just shows that he's shifty, that he's playing with stuff. He wants Trump to testify, but he's not willing to testify, particularly about something he was directly involved in. They had something very big happening. I think that it's going to be interesting when this is sent over to the Judiciary Committee with Nadler, and if Schiff just sends it over to him, or does he present it to them and make some fanfare out of it? Because I would think Collins would take advantage of that real quickly. Okay, so now we're going to get to Ratliff and talking about the IG report.
The IG report, Congressman, when do you expect it? You know, you've been studying the origins of the Russia probe. You and your colleagues now for 3 years have done a great job in terms of exposing the wrongdoing that took place in 2016. What should we expect from this report?
Well, I do think it's going to be the first week of December. Bill Barr said it's imminent. I think, you know, I would love it if it came out sooner, because to your earlier point, Maria, The Democrats are racing to get through this impeachment as quickly as possible. That's why we have eight witnesses and five hearings this week, and we're not doing any of the work, is because they know that that Inspector General report is likely to be damning about the origins of the 2016 investigation into the Trump campaign, the role that the Obama-Biden administration officials played in that. Look, we know this. The report is supposedly 500 pages. It doesn't take an Inspector General 500 pages to say that everything was done correctly and properly. And I can't tell you everything that's in there, but what I can tell you is that I know that the Inspector General is going to have to find that there were things that were done wrong, that there was exculpatory information that wasn't provided to the FISA court. And I think it's going to be an indictment of Adam Schiff, who has written his own FISA rebuttal memo, if you remember back in January of 2018, saying, how dare Republicans criticize people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andy McCabe and Bruce Orr, who have done nothing wrong. I think that the IG report's going to find that there were problems in the FISA application process, and they don't want that to come out until after they've impeached the president, that highlighted the abuses. Look, I can tell you this. I can't tell you what the exculpatory information is that relates to George Papadopoulos, but there was some. And I can tell you that it was not timely delivered to the FISA court during the pendency of those FISA applications. And I just, yeah. I'll promise you that the Inspector General report is going to address that. That's right. One thing.
Okay, so let's kind of recap that. So in other words, they knew they, I mean, he's basically saying that they did, he was taped, and they do have a transcript of that tape, and he basically said that would be illegal to do that. And if that's true, and they withheld that, and then they used him as somebody that they were using for reason to be getting the FISA warrant, that's not going to be good. I'm looking so forward to this. Please let me have it. Let's fit in the last one. Can we fit the last one in?
Well, we think we know that. Our audience, in fact, does know that because we have had George Papadopoulos on and your colleague, former colleague, Trey Gowdy, basically saying that there was an informant who went to George Papadopoulos and said, oh, it's great that Russia has these emails. It's good for Trump. And George Papadopoulos answers and says, no, it isn't. That's treason. I would never do something like that. And the guy was wired. It was an informant talking to him. And that transcript should be one of the pieces of evidence we're expecting in the IG report. That's what you're referring to, aren't you?
I believe that. That will be addressed by the Inspector General, and whether that was timely delivered to the FISA court. And assuming all of that is true, and we'll let the report speak for itself, then what you'll see is probably a shifting Democratic narrative saying, well, it didn't make any difference. There are legitimate questions from those of us that have seen the classified documents about the origins of the 2016 investigation. It's, I think, unraveling, and that's why they're rushing to impeach the president. They failed to impeach him for being a Russian agent because it was a joke. They failed to impeach him for obstructing justice because it was a joke. And this impeachment hoax based on a phone call with a president of the Ukraine who says, I'm not a victim, nothing happened, is also a hoax.
Real quick before you go, Congressman, do you expect this vote for impeachment in December? What are you expecting in terms of when the House votes to impeach President Trump?
Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are racing to get this done. That's why we have five impeachment hearings this week with eight different witnesses. They're racing the clock. They want to get this done before information that comes out that damages the Obama-Biden administration and their efforts to frame Donald Trump come out in the IG report or from John Durham's criminal investigation into those very same issues.
Remember, he's one of the few members of Congress who's actually seen all the documents, Nunes, Ratliff, and Gowdy. And he sounded pretty damn sure of himself.
Indeed he did.
Dear Lord, please let this happen soon. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. That was interesting in Ratliff. Ratcliffe, rather. Let's turn into the wind here. Prince Andrew. Talk about messing up here.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't look like he was digging this interview that he was in. And I got the whole thing, or I got the six-minute piece of it, but I'm only going to do the CBS report because I want to see if there's a shoe that's about to drop after some of the things he said in the six-minute piece. This is CBS on Prince Andrew and Epstein. It's a big interview.
There was a development this morning in the investigation into the death of wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. Federal prosecutors have offered plea deals now to two correctional officers who were guarding the convicted sex offender at a jail here in New York last summer, but the men declined the deal. The guards are accused of failing to check on Epstein in his cell the night he hanged himself and for falsifying reports.
And for the first time, Britain's Prince Andrew is breaking his silence about his friendship with Epstein and accusations of sex with a minor. The prince spoke exclusively to our broadcast partner, the BBC. Ian Lee in our London Bureau has more on that.
As you can imagine, this is the lead story here in the UK, splashed across the front pages of all the papers. It's extremely rare that a member of the royal family would go on camera to confront allegations against them.
This is the most damning photograph of Prince Andrew. Next to him is Virginia Roberts, just 17 at the time and underage. She says the prince had sex with her three times at Jeffrey Epstein's properties.
He knows exactly what he's done, and I hope he comes clean about it.
But Buckingham Palace denies the allegations. Now Prince Andrew is on royal damage control, speaking for the first time about the allegations with the BBC's Emily Maitlis.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
Is that because you're trying to blot it out by any chance?
Right, right, right. Oh, so you're saying it was traumatizing for you, Andrew? Good Lord, man.
She was 17, and they make a point that she was underage. I think 16 is the underage equivalent in New York. Maybe 14 in New York, knowing them. But he just didn't. He didn't look like he was digging that interview and that rural voice of his.
Right. That posh accent is starting to betray you, right, Prince Andrew? I have no recollection.
Yeah, I would never have done
of meeting this person.
So listen to the second part of this.
Were you surprised that he didn't give a clear denial?
Actually, the prince confronted every single question that we asked. Now, I think viewers will decide for themselves from what they hear, from what they see, what they choose to believe of his account, and where they still have further questions of their own.
The prince's friendship with Epstein dates back to the late 90s. Here they are in Central Park in 2010. Around the same time, a man appearing to be Andrew waves goodbye to a young woman from Epstein's Manhattan mansion.
But you were staying at the house of a convicted sex offender.
It was a convenient place to stay. I've gone through this in my mind so many times. At the end of the day, with the benefit of all the hindsight that one could have, it was definitely the wrong thing to do.
I think a lot of people will be baffled by some of his responses. He stayed at a convicted pedophile's house because it was a convenient place to stay.
It was an odd choice of word, wasn't it? That interview is certainly not word perfect. It is quite uncomfortable in places. It is raw. It is visceral. I think he is speaking in the way that he's accustomed to, and that is not an engagement with a BBC interviewer.
It will remain to be seen what the court of public opinion makes of Prince Andrew's account. Will it silence his critics or just fuel the growing speculation about his friendship with Epstein?
Okay, so
did they ask him, do you think Jeffrey killed himself?
That would be good. That's certainly something taking off. That was not a good, lucid answer.
No. Well, I didn't know he was a pedophile at the time. Well, he was just accused. I didn't know he was convicted.
The fact that he stayed with him once he had been found guilty in the case in Florida, because when he gets out, that's like the next time that Prince Andrew is with him.
Uh-oh. Ugh. So,
Go back to jail.
Yeah, you can't plead ignorance.
And you gotta go back to jail.
And this still has not been made clear to me. What in the world is it with Epstein, just be able to shake hands and share rooms and dinner and cocktail parties, all this stuff with all these powerful people in all sorts of different circles? It still defies my imagination. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, and I've heard of people who have had meetings with him, like I've read interviews from like financiers and scientists and whatnot. Oh yeah, I've heard of this guy, a big hedge fund manager. And then when they meet with him, they're like, he has no clue what he's talking about. He's an actor on things like science and like actual finance.
Yeah, I think what he did is he played the con. I think what he did is he took people's money, made money, and then took that money he made and kind of passed it around and gave that look that he needed that was out there. And then in the stockbroker world and the money management world, doing favors for your clients in all sorts of levels. You remember the guy who they were actually arrested who cheated, was this brilliant guy in the stock market, and I forgot his name, and they and what he was doing is he was cheating.
Oh.
He was getting inside information from people, but he was also helping people out so they could go manage some money, but he was cheating. And he went to jail, thank goodness. And he started 93.1. He'll be back right after this.
Coming or going. But- But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms House Democrats are now investigating whether President Trump lied in written answers provided for the special counsel Russia investigation. A House attorney tells a federal court Democrats need access to the grand jury material collected for that investigation. Eight impeachment witnesses are scheduled to testify in public this week.
Among the four witnesses tomorrow, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine specialist on the National Security Council. He listened to the July 25th phone call with President Zelensky and reported his concerns about the president's mention of political investigations to the top lawyer on the NSC.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Three people are dead in a Walmart parking lot in Duncan, Oklahoma. A man and a woman shot in a car. Another man outside the car apparently killed himself. Family members at the scene tell Fox 25 Oklahoma City this was a domestic dispute between a husband and wife. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You don't have to talk all night. I'm a man who can't say no. You don't have to.
Poor Prince Andrew. Just for me, that interview was a big thing in UK. It's when you look at the Daily Mail and some of the Fleet Street papers and things like that.
Well, they love this stuff anyhow. Just the fact that it's a royal, that's unreal.
Well, they're actually handling it pretty well from kind of what I was looking at. I mean, they weren't doing trashing him as much as they could have, let's say.
Leave Meghan Markle alone. Go after Prince Andrew.
Go Andrew, yeah.
Honestly, I really don't care about the royals.
You're not in that. That's not in your deal, huh?
No, not really.
We're going to get back into our other stuff. I want to kind of hit these news items here. California shooting, four killed in backyard gathering, ambushed by gunfire. Listen to this.
Four people were killed in an ambush-style shooting overnight at a party in California. Investigators say 10 people were shot in a neighborhood in Fresno, a little more than 3 hours north of Los Angeles. Six were wounded.
Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on the investigation. Jonathan, what do we know right now?
At least 35 people were gathered in the backyard of a home to watch football. At some point, the group was ambushed by gunfire, and this party of family and friends turned into a scene of chaos and confusion. In all, 10 people were shot when police say a suspect or suspects snuck into the backyard of the home and opened fire. 4 people were killed. 6 victims were taken to the hospital, but expected to be okay. Detectives went door to door overnight, searching for witnesses and possible security camera footage. Police say at this time there is no indication the victims knew the suspect or suspects. All 10 victims were Asian males between 25 and 35 years old. Police say there were several women and children at this party. None of them were injured. Federal agents from San Francisco are now assisting in the investigation, and police have not said at this point what type of weapon was used in the attack. A motive is also unclear. As a precaution, police have increased patrols in the area this morning.
You know, we've been
Asian.
Wow. We've been covering, like, you know, doing this together for a while. You've been doing it longer than I have, and I've tried to, in my mind, have boxes I put breaking news, like, shootings into. Some are, like, the one we saw recently, mental illness, guy shoots 2 people at a school, kills himself. And there's that box, the crazy box. Then there's, like, drug deals or feuds or things going wrong. Then there's domestic disputes.
And then gang violence.
Right. And my instinct thinks drug deal, gang violence on this one.
I mean, this guy snuck up on the yard and then just started cutting loose. Asian, though.
Well,
so
you know.
I'm thinking gang. I'm thinking Chinatown kind of format. Did you see the one in New Jersey where they're playing football and all of a sudden you have this rapid gunfire?
Oh,
and they're like just like, pop, 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 pop. And 4 people drop. One dies, and they can't find the suspect. The shooter, they let one of these, there are 4 or 5, I think, out of that. This thing's getting out of hand. But, you know, having a backyard party and somebody sneaks up on you and starts cutting loose on you.
Very rarely do these things just happen. There's always a story. There, it does occasionally. Somebody snaps, but there's usually a story and clear motive.
Well, it's like Chief Murphy has taught me, is that when you look at these shootings, they normally know each other, and they have some kind of history or connection, or then a connection that's been broken.
Right.
Such as a bad drug deal, or you owe me this,
right.
Or you did this to me, and then they kind of go a little nutso. Speaking of nutsy, this Hong Kong thing is really getting out of hand. Man, shooting them with bows and arrows now, the cops.
We're going to start this morning in Hong Kong, where there is a standoff at one of Hong Kong's universities where protesters are facing a new ultimatum from police. Demonstrators who spent days trying to keep police from getting into the campus are now desperately trying to get out. This morning, police used tear gas and rubber bullets on students and called on them to surrender.
And it's just one of many flashpoints in the run-up to a new election in Hong Kong scheduled for this Sunday. Remy Innocencia is outside the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong. That's an urban campus there. So, Remy, what are you seeing there right now?
400 to 500 anti-government demonstrators are believed to be barricaded in the red brick buildings right behind me. They have been in this standoff for the past few days. Now, as you said, they are encircled by police pretty much everywhere on the roads and on the bridges all around here. But looking ahead, these protesters say they don't want to leave, in part because they want to keep fighting, and they're also afraid of getting arrested.
Police pushed past student barricades and into Hong Kong's prestigious Polytechnic University. Smoke filled the air as they chased down protesters, escorting some away in handcuffs.
If the protesters do not initiate the use of force, the police will not initiate the use of force.
I mean, it was serious stuff. This has escalated way above where we started, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. And there literally is a police officer sitting there with his shield up and he's got an arrow in his calf. And so they had to go, they finally, once things kind of calmed down, they took him to the hospital and did surgery to get the arrow out of him. Bow and arrows?
It's almost like a belief in freedom and democracy don't mix with Chinese communism.
Imagine that. But they are talking about how, I think they have elections coming up fairly soon here. I wonder how fair those bad boys will be.
Do you mind if, like, in sandwiched in between these two Hong Kong clips, I had a story I shared earlier, but I think you'll like it too. It's real quick.
Sure.
Real quick. The Chinese Communist government, Dan, has a new government program. It sounds great. It's called, quote, pair up and become family. It's like, you need more families and stuff. Here's what it actually is. The Chinese government is forcing Uyghur Muslims, women, whose husbands were taken and put in internment camps. They're then shipping in Communist Party men to sleep in the same bed as these Muslim women whose husbands were taken away. And they're usually Communist Party men who are of the Han ethnic majority of the country. So it's not ethnic cleansing, but it's nasty. That, but they just call it pair up and become family. We're going to take your husband, and now you have to sleep with this person.
Man.
China's bad. Bad news.
Again?
Bad news. But she's very strong. A lot of energy.
That is an interesting story. I wonder how you get that job.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy stuff.
You may have a chapstick in your eye when you wake up. Let's go to the second part of the story.
Early Monday, the university's president appealed to protesters to abandon violence. But as some students attempted to leave the campus, they retreated in the face of approaching law enforcement. It's the culmination of a days-long standoff. Police armed with riot gear, tear gas, and water cannons. And students stationed behind homemade barricades, equipped with makeshift catapults, slingshots, and petrol bombs.
Whoa.
At one point, protesters forced a police vehicle to turn back after hitting it with a flurry of explosive fire. Some were even seen with bows and arrows, and photos show an arrow piercing an officer's leg. These protesters attacked an ambulance in an effort to free an injured woman who was also under arrest. And this protester, identified only as Matthew, said, "I do want to leave, but I won't, because there are still a lot of people here, and it is not safe." Now, in a press conference earlier, police said that protesters targeting officers are committing a murderous act. So far, about 40 people have already been arrested in this standoff that has been going on for more than 24 hours. Now, looking ahead, this campus, this university, along with universities across the territory, are set to close for tomorrow and possibly for the rest of this week.
Yeah, that good old Hong Kong name, Matthew. Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, when you look at the hinge thing and stock indexes of the Asian dragons, I mean, they were really taking it on the chin. Nikkei and everything. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you? Where are you?
I'm New Orleans.
Good boy. Pick me up some beignets.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just ate some etouffee, and, you know, I unbuttoned one button on my pants, but I understand I need to take a shift right now.
Oh, God.
So you're going to lie about somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah.
Parody them, yeah.
Exactly, from last week. Listen to it. You know, as I listen to you talking about Hong Kong and everything like that, I will say this. The Chi-Coms learned from Tiananmen Square. When the brave adult stood in front of the tanks and he stared them down. The Chi-Coms understand, because of the internet, they cannot run roughshod over and kill thousands of people like they did 25 years ago in Tiananmen Square. And so they're trying to be, I don't want to use the word diplomatic, but they want to be savvy. They know they cannot continue the despotic, murderous regime that they are. You know, we have right now freedom fighters in Hong Kong trying to fight for freedom I think it was just a couple of months ago where they put on a hilltop a paper mache replica, what they call replica, for our icon in the New York Harbor. You know, we don't have a clue what freedom fighters, those that truly love freedom, are, you know, hell, we just have to suffer through false impeachment hearings, or maybe we have to suffer through election shams, you know, but 12 hours on the other side of the globe, there are human beings dying for the freedoms that you and I suffer for every single day.
Well, I'll tell you something, that one of the things that I thought was interesting is the number of American flags that these people are waving.
Right.
And if you kind of read some of the background stuff, what they're doing is people are sending them American flags to wave, that if you have some kind of contact with someone. And I know in the financial markets, there are a lot of people that have contacts over there in my world.
And that's great. But unfortunately, if they get that, flag from the California zip code, it's going to be a, Hugo Chavez flag. It's going to be a Nicaraguan flag. It's going to be anything other than the flag that our forefathers fought for.
Well, I haven't really seen any other country other than the U.S.
And what really disturbs me is these same freedoms that those violent, those truly historic and what's the word I'm looking for? They're truly, truly brave. We don't have an understanding of what it is to be brave today, except for the men and women on the front lines. Now, if I'm in Montgomery, Alabama, what do I know about bravery? I mean, if I go down to Starbucks and I get a cup of coffee, am I being brave? No, I don't sacrifice anything. But these men and women on the other side of this world that only want to share the same freedoms that you and I have today, I mean, they're dying in the streets. They're getting shot with bows and arrows.
And that was the police officer that got shot with a bow and arrow.
But, you know, we're so preoccupied with false impeachment hearings. We're so concerned about, are we erecting a fence or a wall or whatever, slats. I think that's what President Trump said at one time. I don't care what you call it. We just need a barrier. We are willing to ignore people that desire our freedoms. How can we do that as human beings?
So what do you think we should do over in Hong Kong?
I would say that we need to support them in any way possible without providing troops. I know we can never provide any kind of offensive weapons to those that protest that can overcome the armies of the Chi-Coms. But you will never defeat the Chi-Coms faced with military. My father was a veteran of the Korean War. They fired their barrel till the barrel melted down. How do you defeat the Chi-Coms economically? That's what Trump's doing right now. You put hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on tariffs on every single company that's bringing in Chinese imports into America. Can I give you a personal example?
Please.
Hyundai Power Transformers. We brought in tons and tons of their steel from communist China into Montgomery, Alabama. We could actually buy steel manufactured in China, machined, welded, imported from China, cheaper than we could buy from ThyssenKrupp in Mobile, Alabama. So we stopped that by saying, okay, you are a friendly country, South Korea, Japan, wherever, but you are willing to use Chinese materials to bring into North America. And so you put steel millers out of business in Ohio, New Jersey, New York, Wisconsin. No. We're going to put a 300, 400%, 500% tariff until you decide to buy from American companies. Only when you hit their pocketbook do the Chi-Com say, I need to stop, because when the Chinese citizens feel the brunt of the Chinese government, communist decision makers, then, only then will they say, we can't go down this road.
Well, why isn't that happening then? Because that's exactly, they're putting tariffs on everything.
Well, we're not putting enough tariffs on. Let me give you an example. Again, I refer back to Hyundai Power Transformers in Montgomery when I was working there. For the second time, Hyundai Heavy Industries in Ulsan was convicted through courts of dumping electrical transformers below cost in North America. And the Obama administration said, we are going to put a 3% tariff on everything you import into North America. Trump won the election. He stopped that. And he said, no, we're going to put a 68% tariff on everything you import into North America. And as a result of that, I witnessed co-workers in quality control flying to Italy saying, we cannot absorb this export penalty. So I need you to greatly reduce your cost to me for this Part A. I'm going to just call it like that, because if I called it what it was, your listeners would not understand.
We need to get to the point here, but
okay. My point is, we can beat China if we hit them in the pocketbook.
Don't you think that's what we're doing now?
We're doing it greater, but we can do it greater still. Okay. If you want to help Hong Kong, then what you do is you have to shut down the markets of North America to the Chinese imports. That's what I'm saying. When you put their companies,
I hear you, but you need to think through this thing about 3-4 more moves down the chessboard. I mean, what you're going to do is you're going to basically say, we're not going to get anything from China. And then China's going to say, well, we're not going to get anything from you. And we're not going to get anything from China until you do the right thing in Hong Kong. That isn't going to happen.
Okay, well, let me say this. We already see, based on the current 20, 25, 30% tariff that's put on, people, businesses are moving out of China.
Yeah, they're changing their production.
Vietnam.
We know that.
Okay. My point is, you keep on increasing tariffs.
But I don't know how many economic classes. I don't know how many economic classes you've had, but you got. It's not as easy as you make it sound.
Be quiet.
You were trying to use that as it. Bye. Got to go. Break.
Yeah.
Bye.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36.8 Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by 2 veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump saying he's open to the possibility of testifying in the impeachment inquiry.
President Trump responding to that invitation from Speaker Pelosi on Twitter, writing, "Even though I did nothing wrong and I don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it."
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Public hearings resume tomorrow. Authorities in Fresno, California, searching for suspects in a shooting at a backyard party yesterday. 4 people were killed, 6 wounded.
It's very likely that it was targeted. We just don't know why. Because somebody picked that house and came up and shot several times on the backside of it.
Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed. And Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has a hearing Wednesday to appeal his indefinite suspension for striking Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High